Just a few laws in the laws of Hanukkah. Zman adlakat nerot Hanukkah beset hakochavim. Time to light the menorah, the proper time is at set hakochavim. That would be about 15 minutes after sunset. Lo me'acharim ve'lo makdimim. You're not supposed to do it earlier nor later. צריך ליתן שמן בנרות שיעור שתדלוק חצי שעה אחר צאת הכוכבים. And you should put enough oil in order for it to last a half hour from that point. However, that's the way Maran writes. Maran writes in תפרש עין בית, אין מדליקין נר חנוכה קודם שתשקע חמה אלא עם סוף שקיעתה, לא מאחרים ולא מקדימים. So now, what if a person did not light at that time? You didn't light at that time, in the beginning of the night. Begiya lebeto b'sha'am me'ocheret. He came home late. V'chol b'nei abayit kevan nirdemu, and everybody's sleeping already. Im yachol la'ir echad o shnayim b'nei abayit, if you can wake up one or two people from the house, so they can order to hear the berachot, so you have a little pesume nisa, so you can make the berachot, la'dik nir hanukkah, it's fine. However, if you cannot wake them up, you still make the beracha. You shouldn't think that you need somebody to be up in the house to make the berachot. That's the way Chacham Avadya holds. He brings down that that's the way Yaakov Chaim Sofer in the Yomin on Hanukkah writes in Amud Resh Mem Bet, and that's the way also he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, also that wrote in the Sefer Shalmei Mu'ed on Daf Resh Yud Chet, which is really not like the Magen Abraham. Magen Abraham held that somebody has to be up. But these rabbis held, no, even if you're alone, let's say a person's in a place where he has no children, he's not going to make a beracha. He makes the beracha. But again, like a Tehillah, he should light it earlier. There's a famous minhag from the Brisker Rav that he used to put more than a half hour's oil in the Nerot, because he held that today there's people walking in the streets till all hours of the night, so he wanted to be mefarsem the nes, you know, pesuma nes till late hours. He agrees that from the law you only have to put a half hour, that's for sure, especially those that light in the house, but those people that are stringent, that they put extra oil in order that they can make an extra pesuma anisa, of course that would be following that practice. Again, not that it's a hayuv or anything, just the practice that he wanted to make a longer pirsuman nis. Furthermore, asur le'echol se'udat keva kodem adlakat anerot. It's asur to eat se'udat keva before the time of the lighting of the candles. One should be strict not to start eating se'udat keva from already a half hour before the lighting of the candles. So let's talk times. If let's say over here sunset these days is about 4:30, let's say. So let's say we're going to light the candles 15 minutes after sunset, or as he says over here, let's say 15 minutes. Okay, so now you're lighting at 4:45, give or take. You look at your calendars. So already from 4:15, one should not have a seudat keva. What does a seudat keva mean? Bread more than a kabetzah. So one should not go have a slice of pizza at 4:15, you know, before he comes home to light the menorah. Already from that time, he can have a seudat aray, perot, he wants to have a cup of coffee, he wants to have a piece of cake. That's not a problem. Even to learn Torah would be asur once the time comes, not a half hour before. Mishyagiyaz mana, that means once 4:45 comes, and you're planning on lighting, obviously, he's not in the city or something like that, so then you should go home and light at the right time. The practice in the kolelim is, even the yeshivas, that they break the seder. At the middle of the seder, they stop whatever they're doing, we go home, we light the menorah at the proper time, we do whatever we have to do, and then we come back to continue the seder. So again, the best time to light the menorah is, let's say, 15 minutes after sunset. It should be noted that, even though you might not do that on a regular day, because you might be in your offices, but you could do it on a Sunday, when you're home. So you should know that the right time is not to be in the city somewhere at 4:45, and when you come home at 8 o'clock, you light the menorah. You should light it bizman. That's at least on the days that you can do it. And then Be'ezat Hashem, just like Borei Olam made miracles for us, he'll make miracles for us.